News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Today is going to see the first meeting of Pope Leo and a US Capitol official in almost a full year. This is as Secretary of State Marco Rubio travels to the Vatican. I'm joined by Gerard O'Connell, who is Vatican correspondent for America Magazine and author of The Election of Pope Francis, an inside account of the conclave that changed history. Gerard, let's start with the basics. Why is the Pope meeting Marco Rubio?
Well, the Secretary of State asked for the meeting. It's normal that if the state, a high official of the state for which the Vatican has diplomatic relations, asks for the meeting, it's usually given, and especially in the case of the United States.
And do you know what Marco Rubio is seeking to achieve?
Well, yes, he says he wants to talk about freedom of religion and about the situation in the Middle East. The Vatican obviously, and by the situation in the Middle East, is talking about the various wars that are going on there, the ceasefire at present in the war in Iran, with Iran, where Israel and the United States attacked Iran twice in the past year, once last June 2024, and again February of this year. And the second one is, of course, is what's happening in Gaza. There's also a ceasefire there, but again, Israel was attacking yesterday. And the third war would really be the question of the United States and Ukraine, what's happening there. So the Vatican wanted to talk about, he says that they will talk about the wars, that's for sure. The Vatican will also want to talk about the situation in Cuba, where effectively America has the blockade on for many, many years, but also now has blocked the oil going from Venezuela to the United to Cuba in recent times, because now, of course, the United States controlled what's happening in Venezuela.
And how prescriptive and demanding is the Pope likely to be, or does he tend to remain circumspect and diplomatic?
Well, I think the Pope will have two things to say. First of all, as he made clear yesterday, when he was returning from Castel Gandolfo, and President Trump had accused him yet again falsely that he was supportive of Iran having nuclear arms. This Pope Francis, his predecessor, previous popes have all been against nuclear arms. And so this is a false charge. And so on Monday evening, Pope Leo came out clearly and said, people are free to criticize me, but do it truthfully. Do it with the truth. And the truth is that, and then he goes on to say, you know, we're against nuclear arms. Only nine states have nuclear arms today, one of them being Israel and the United States. And the Vatican's position, the Pope's position, is that the possession and the use of nuclear arms are both immoral and they should be abolished.
Okay, Gerard, thank you. Gerard O'Connell there, Vatican correspondent for America Magazine and author of The Election of Pope Francis, an inside account of the conclave that changed history.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.